This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
We've talked a lot about the season that Maryland's having as they are on a roll right now in the Big Ten, but nobody's hotter in terms of local teams than George Mason. They have won 10 in a row. They are 20-5 overall. They're 11-1 in first place in the Atlantic 10, and they are home tomorrow against St. Joe's at Patriot Center, 12:30. Tip, first 2,000 fans, by the way, get a free T-shirt. Joining us right now, courtesy of our BetQL guest listener lines, is the head coach of George Mason, Tony Skin, who is now 40-17 over his first two seasons, his second season not even complete, 20-10 in the A-10. You've got a team that is on fire. You've won a lot of close games during this 10-game winning streak. But let's just start off, Coach, by giving us why your team is on the roll it's on. Tell us about the 2025 version of George Mason.
Yeah, no, it's been obviously a fun ride, and you know, we've been unlocking some things defensively that really hasn't happened here at George Mason in a long time. But you know, I say it all the time. I think this is a special group. I think coaches get too much credit sometimes, and the reality of it is, you know, I've got five seniors that really, really care about, you know, their last run. You know, they're super, super connected, and it just really makes my job easy when you have an opportunity to, you know, keep a Darius Maddox, to keep a Jarrett Billups, to keep a Woody Newton, and Jalen Haynes, who's probably just as good as anybody else at his position in the league. He sat out last year, and so he understood everything about what we were trying to do. And so when you add, you know, Katie Johnson, who's had just as much of an illustrious career at Auburn as anyone else, and add Zach Anderson, you know, who was a 16-point scorer, it makes you a force in something that you have to deal with. And so I'd say our older group that's just staying super, super connected to each other, you know, it's been a big, big reason why we've had some early season success. And obviously with six games left in conference play, every game matters, and those guys understand that.
You mentioned your defense. You're the only team in the nation right now to rank in the top 10 in overall field goal defense, effective field goal defense, two-point defense, three-point shooting defense, and scoring defense. You know, as a coach, and by the way, a former player and a hell of a one as a college player for the Final Four team that Jim Larrañaga had in 2006, how much harder is it to get a group to buy in to defending night in and night out versus when you've got a really good offensive team?
Yeah, I think sometimes it takes a little turbulence, you know, because everyone wants to be successful in the game of basketball. Everyone wants to win a national championship. Most don't require what it takes. We got punched in the mouth very, very early in the season. You know, 2 1-point losses to Central Michigan and East Carolina, a game that really we had, you know, I'd say probably 40 at-bats to win, and we couldn't hit. We went 0 for 40 at bat.
Yeah.
When you get punched in the mouth like that, you know, you go 2-3 to start your season with a much more talented roster in year two than we had last year. We were pretty good defensively last year, you know, top 15 nationally, number one in our league. We recruited to just the style we have defensively this year. And so I was excited about that group, but we had to get punched in the mouth and we responded. You know, we went to James Madison kind of with our backs against the wall. And when you can pick up a nice road win like that, you know, guys, they kind of start to believe. And if you look at our schedule, you know, with the exception of our Duke game, you know, we've been in every game. You know, it was a one possession game with 3 minutes to go at Marquette. Even at Duke, you know, the halftime score was 25-16. We couldn't score, but Duke couldn't score either.
Right.
And so it's really just a genetic makeup of our team, our competitiveness, you know, guys holding each other accountable. You know, I give these guys a lot of freedom and a lot of autonomy offensively, but if you can't guard, you can't play at George Mason.
There's no doubt, and that's, I think a lot of people appreciate that who really know basketball, to get teams to defend like your team does night in and night out. You know, when there are nights where you're struggling to put the ball in the basket, which is more fun typically for players, is a real testament to you. You're modest, because in talking about your players, that's great, but you guys are 5-0 in your last five games decided by 5 points or less, 3-0 in your last three games that have gone to overtime, including the game on Tuesday night at St. Louis. What do you attribute sort of the ability to close out these games? You talked about the early one, or, you know, earlier in the season, the double overtime loss to East Carolina, where you had 40, you know, attempts, probably an exaggeration, but to win it. But why have you become better at winning these very close games?
Listen, it's a combination of so many different things. You know, obviously the basketball guys have been on our sides a few times.
Yeah.
You look at our league, you look at the A-10, man, and everyone is literally just chipping away. Each game is one possession. There's a big cluster in our league right now where from, you know, 4 all the way down to about 13, it's like a 1.5 game separation in the standings. But that's the same way it is in the games. It's one possession this way, another possession that way, a missed free throw. And, you know, I would accredit our leadership from a senior standpoint. These guys are experienced. They've been down the road of certain times in the games. And just our GW game alone, I remember just kind of obviously coming out of that game victorious, but watching the film, and I'm seeing certain things like, man, GW's actually really good. And I think the difference maker in coming out of that game with the win was we just had older guys on the floor, and they had a bunch of babies on the floor. It's definitely been a major, major piece. And again, our anchor defensively, Jared Phillips, he's as good as anyone in the country when it comes to what he does for us and how he anchors our defense. And, you know, it's become contagious and everyone else is buying into it. And anyway, anytime that you can defend, you're going to be in a lot of ball games. Now, when you start making some shots like we did against Rhode Island at home, then you have the comfortability of having a little bit of a lead as you continue to guard.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Talking to Tony Skin, the head coach of George Mason. They've won 10 in a row. They lead the A-10. They're a game ahead of VCU, who they play a week from Saturday, but we're not going to get ahead of ourselves yet because they play tomorrow at home against St. Joe's, 12:30 tip. What is the A-10 this year? Last year, two bids. What does it look like? I'm sure this is one of those things between KenPom numbers and net numbers. You know, you're looking at this to see where you are bubble-wise. You know, are you going to have to win the tournament? Tell me about the A-10 makeup this year.
Well, I'll say, you know, I'll speak on George Mason and George Mason alone. It's a tough league. It's a bear of a league. I think it's a multiple, bid league. You know, I look at the metrics, whether it's KenPom, whether it's to net. And the one thing I try to challenge my guys, and they've kind of taken this approach as well, is we've got to be able to control our own destiny. You know, we've obviously got one quad one win at VCU, but if you look at our road wins, we've won in places that, for the most part, most don't win. St. Bonaventure,
Dayton.
Obviously, we went to Dayton, and we went to Dayton. We just came back from St. Louis. And believe it or not, GW is turning into a tough place to play. And so when you can put that on your resume, hopefully and obviously we have business to take care of. Every game is becoming the Super Bowl when you're in first place. But I think we've put ourselves in position to at least have the conversation. I don't know what it's looked like historically. I know historically the A-10 has been, in a good year, you're getting three teams in. I think it just comes down to how we play, how VCU plays, and how Dayton finishes. You know, last year, your four teams that got a double bye, they all lost in the first round. And the two teams that went to the NCAA tournament, really at the beginning of the season, I don't think anyone would have counted them in the tournament. And so you never know. It's as competitive of a league in the country. I think it's a gift and a curse because we compete and beat each other up. And then when it's all said and done, everyone's, 8-10 or 9-9. And it's just really, really hard to see the body of work of our league. But, hopefully we're turning towards, getting multiple teams in the NCAA tournament.
So your career, obviously we all remember the 2006 team and the run it had here at home, too, at Capital One. It was the MCI Center back then. And you've been in coaching for a while now. Who have you heard from? I mean, you were with Kevin Willard at Maryland for his first year. Who have you been hearing from as you guys have been on this roll?
Oh, man, I hear from everyone in the business, man. I'm pretty connected around the country. I've obviously been very, very fortunate to work with some tremendous people. I've obviously played for Coach Jim Larrañaga and his staff down there in Miami, but, pretty much everybody that you can think of in the country has reached out just saying congratulations, and I appreciate it. There's still a lot of season left, though, because, as you know, winning is so hard. But losing is always right around the corner and just trying to stay locked in. But, again, I'm following Kevin Willard and what he's doing. And obviously in year three, I was with him in year one, spent 3 years with him over at Seton Hall. He's a major, major piece of, who I am today as a coach. He gave me so much autonomy to really help him at Seton Hall. And obviously in year one at Maryland, and even though I'm not over there with those guys, I recruited a bunch of those guys. And so I'm always, pulling for those guys, especially locally.
Yeah. Look, this is a great story, but like you said, it's one at a time, and we're rooting for it. Mason tomorrow against St. Joe's at home, and then a week from tomorrow, there is a big one down in Richmond against VCU. That may determine the regular season league champ in the A-10, but what a season Mason's having. What a role Tony Skin's team is on. Thanks for making time for me. Really appreciate it. Wish you the best of luck.
No, I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
Tony Skin, everybody. Mason, right now, 20-5, 11-1 in the A-10. I mean, you look at the numbers, you look at the net number right now is 65th. They're 66th in KenPom. They're, like you and I talked about this yesterday, Denton, if they rolled through the if they won the regular season, and let's just say they ran the table, and that's not going to be easy because that VCU game will be a tough game. But that might put them in the field as an at-large if they were to run the table and end up 17-1 in league play with, by the way, at that point, 26 wins. Don't you think it could?
No, with the SEC being as dominant, I don't know.
You think they got to win the tournament?
I think they have to win the tournament. I mean, if you're going to have potentially two massive conferences with double-digit bids, you got to win the tournament. It's a smaller conference.
They've already beaten Dayton. All right, if they beat VCU head-to-head, if they've got a win over Dayton and VCU and they win that league, and Dayton and VCU's numbers are much better. They're in the 30s in both KenPom and net. But if Mason were to run the table and they're sitting there as A-10 champs with one loss, 17-1, 26-5, having beaten VCU on the road and Dayton on the road, I think they're much closer to being on that bubble than you think.
I think they're close, but I think the committee would take the bigger team over the smaller team. That's my fear, is that when I look at, like I told you this the other day, I think having, you know, 13 teams out of one conference is not great for the overall health of college basketball because it's a power conference.
Lunardi's got 14 in his latest bracketology from the SEC.
Yeah, it was 13.
He put Arkansas
this week.
In.
But that's even worse. If there's 14, that's just taking at-large bids away from deserving teams like a George Mason if they do what you just described but maybe do not win the A-10 automatic qualifier.
By the way, you know what I just noticed? Because I'm an idiot. The A-10 tournament's at Capital One Arena.
Just talk to somebody, see if we can do the show from out there that day.
Well, I mean, that's a benefit for Mason, clearly. Because they can, I mean, not that they wouldn't go to Atlantic City or the other places, Brooklyn or wherever it's been. You know, I haven't followed the A-10 tournament. I know it's been in Atlantic City a bunch, right?
Atlantic City, I think it was in Brooklyn last year at Barclays.
Okay, so, you know, but you got a chance to get kind of a home court advantage if you can get, you know, to that title game. And obviously they would be in the, you know, the double bye, or I don't know how the A-10 tournament works. Tony Skin, doing a hell of a job, was a hell of an assistant with Kevin Willard at Seton Hall and then the first year at Maryland. Easy to root for. We'll do some Denton news next. Ben Standing at 12. Robbie Hummel will join us on the show next hour. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980, theteam980.com.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.